as a reminder to media members on the call, if you have questions for any of our coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Hey, good morning, Rob. How you doing?
Good. Doing just fine. You guys, a couple of losses since we last talked, a couple of close ones. The overtime heartbreaker up at Drexel, 81-80, where it looked like you had a couple of balls that just sat on the rim and dropped off, and then an 84-70 setback at home to Elon on Saturday. Sort of go back and look at the two games and give me your views on those games.
Yeah, you kind of described it, especially that first one. Had a chance at the end of the game to win it and turn the ball over. And then at the end of overtime, we're down one and had a tip in that, just didn't roll in. I don't know how. I don't know why. Law of physics would have said it would roll in, but, it's kind of, pun intended, that's the way the ball bounces those days, and that's what we got to deal with. So that's what happens. So it doesn't come down to one play anyway. We could have won a couple different ways. So, and then, Elon, I think we're down two with 6 minutes to go, and get a good tip in, and then the shooter hits a deep three in transition, and it's what he does well, and it's what you try to guard against, and but you just better get a quick three, deep three, and we couldn't answer it, and a close game, 2 point game turned into a, and not that it matters, but it turned into a misleading difference in the score at the end.
Obviously, your team very shorthanded on Saturday without two of your starters and top players in Rokas Gustis and Eli Pemberton. Any sort of update with them, and do you hope to have them back here shortly?
Yeah, we hope to have them back. I mean, he's our leading rebounder and our second leading scorer, and we sure did miss them on Saturday. That's why it was all the more frustrating to be so close with whatever it was 6 minutes ago and have a chance to win and not pull it off. It would have made it better, but. Like I said, that's the way things are going. These guys get hurt, and everybody has injuries. You got to deal with it. Hopefully they'll be back soon, but it's always, as one of those ESPN announcers says, he's day-to-day, but aren't we all? So, there you go.
We're here with Hofstra head coach Joe Mihalik. If you have a question here for him here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Obviously, with the shorter bench, some guys off the bench getting extended minutes, especially on Saturday. Hunter Sabetti comes through for you, 11 points on 5 of 6 shooting in that game against Elon. What can he provide your team, and talk about his effort in that game on Saturday?
Well, he's getting an opportunity now, and he's done some good things through the year now, but he's going to have to, he's going to have to do it. And know that he's not just giving Rokas a rest. And again, we don't know if Rock will be back on Thursday or not. He and Elijah are both kind of day to day, so he might be back, he might not. But he's gonna have to do that. He did some really good things, and he's a great guy, great kid. And it's good he's getting this opportunity. But as I said to the team, everybody's gonna get an opportunity. It's not about getting one; it's about doing something with it when you get one. So. Hopefully he can build on what he did the other day and do a little better.
Obviously, you'd prefer to have those two guys in the lineup, but just kind of building on what you were just talking about, does it provide potentially some benefits down the road, some of these guys getting some extended minutes and hopefully be able to provide your team some depth once those two return?
Sure. I mean, that's one way to look at it, but we already are down the road. I mean, this would have happened in the beginning of November. You would say something like that. It'll be good when we get a conference play. You'll have some guys that, played some more minutes, and then we're ready to go. But, we're already down the road. So it's timing's bad. The timing's bad for those guys to be hurt. And, while it does provide an opportunity for some other people to get some minutes and maybe get some confidence and so forth, we're still missing those guys, but hey, we can't harp on that. That's if they play, they play. If they don't, they don't. We got to find a way to win without them if they don't play.
Talk to all the coaches here this morning as we've reached a 10-game mark in conference play and 4 weeks to go, eight games. I know the record is not where you'd like it to be, but you've talked often about how you feel like you're close to being able to turn the corner. What are some of the keys for your team here over the next 4 weeks before we get to Charleston and then some of the things that you do feel like you've done well that you can build on?
Yeah, Yeah, we're glad January's over. That's for sure. And as I said to the guys, you know, you don't win the championship in January, but you don't lose it either. So we don't like where we are, obviously. But you know, if we can do some things, it's probably a little bit of everything. I wish it was just one thing. I could answer that question a little more precisely, but it's not just one thing. It's a lot of things, but it's a lot of little things that we can. I mean, I think they're all correctable. I don't think, you know, as I said to the team, there's nothing that we have to do that we can't do. There's nothing we have to change that we can't change. You know, we're not asking you to grow 6 more inches. We're not asking you to, you know, to do something you can't do. We're asking you to do what you do better and to the best of your abilities, which is, might sound like a coaching cliche, but that's what we want to do, get these guys to play to the best of their abilities. And you know, if each guy will do everything a little bit better, then that, as I said, we're close. We're off close. You know, we'll be on the right side of close instead of the wrong side of close.
Before I let you go, looking at the week ahead, home game Thursday against Delaware, a team that you haven't seen since the conference opener back on New Year's Eve, and picked up a two-point win. As you've looked at Delaware and how they've changed and improved over the last month, what are some of the challenges that they'll present for you, and what were you able to do well to get the win in that game?
Yeah, I think all we did well down there was survive. That's really all we did well. We just found a way to survive. So we didn't do anything particularly well, but I don't think we did anything particularly poorly either. But we just found a way to survive down there. It was a good win. I mean, any win on the road is a good win. You know, the Delaware is also a team that's close. I mean, they've had some close games, and you know, Martin's done a terrific job down there. They have a way of making you play at the pace that they need to play at, and it's a credit to them and to Martin Inglesby. And so you have to be ready to win, you know, the way they play, as much as you'd like to play the way you play. So, you know, and I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you do it. So we're going to try to figure it out in the next few days.
All right, Joe, thanks for taking time with us this morning, as always, and look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
You got it, Rob. Thank you.
All right, thank you.